In this episode of Podcast Tactics, you will get inspiring podcasting tips from a creator who is empowering his listeners to take a stand in order to create a balanced life. If you want to keep learning about podcasting, get inspired, and stay motivated, make sure you join the mailing list at podcasttactics.com. I'm James, the host of Podcast Tactics. Thanks for listening in. Now, let's get into it. Joining me right now is Dave from Massapequa, New York. Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot for inviting me. I'm really excited and experiencing the new podcast world.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, let's dive right in. What's the name of your podcast and what's it all about?
Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat. And it's a nonviolent, it's a spiritual exploration into finding out what that all means to us. Peace and love, most people understand what that means for them. But to bring a bat, how many people realize what we do to take a stand when we need to take a stand? Also, where our non-negotiables are in our family and our lives. And as well as just figuring out where we want to find that sweet spot when we swing a bat.
I love that.
Yeah, I do a lot of charity work, so there's an aspect of charity work that we want to do, which is one of my non-negotiables. I try to do as much charity work, and as you hear, I'm from originally from the land of Brooklyn, as I mentioned on the podcast, and we just want to pay it forward. So it's a Goons for Good is where I'm going with that. Is I just toy around with my little Brooklyn accent.
How did you come up with the idea for your show?
This past year, the idea of the show has always been in my head for a while. Originally, it was called On the Path, which is what my coaching practice does. And the PATH stands for Personal Attitudes Towards Happiness. So I was like, oh, this is the greatest thing. And, it's a used metaphor, and I like it. I really enjoy it. I have a couple of programs. Like Ram Dass says, I use it overused probably, is that we walk each other home. So how do we do that? But when I started thinking about all the pieces of my life, it's sometimes easier to find peace and love. But I've brought a bat a lot of times in that, where's my non-negotiables? And sometimes I've had the bat used on me, when other people have felt the need to create those boundaries. So with the peace, love, and bring a bat, with the journey, the path, so being on my path, everybody does that, right? We're always looking for it. Separately, but we're walking each other home, as Ram Dass says. So what we do is we have the ability to, you and I could be walking together, but we still would experience it differently. And that's where I'm bringing on guests now. The first few episodes of my podcast were to get to know me, hear my voice a little bit. It might not be regular for most people. And then going forward, we're having guests, and the guests are going to be people who are going to be maybe more well-known names, but sometimes not so well-known names, because it's the everyday person who, how do you get through your life challenges? And that's what we want to do, is bring on resources as well as the ability to figure out how we can help each other home.
What can you tell me more about what is the origin story for not just the show, but I guess your drive to, help others? Where does that come from?
I think I've always done it, but about 5-6 years ago, I was going through some personal challenges, and I'd put myself into therapy. And through the therapy, I learned this technique called havening, which is a psychosensory technique to heal. It's just by touching your hands and your face and your arms in a special way. And I was like, wow, okay, it helped me really well. And then I went to go get trained in it. And I was like, okay. And since then, I've been able to help so many other people with it by volunteering. To put yourself in the right position, the right things happen. I mentioned it a little bit in my TEDx speech that I gave in October, because at times you have to do the work. That's the trick that I learned last year, is if you don't do the work, it's like that gym membership we have. If you don't go to the gym, it doesn't matter that you have the membership.
That's a great analogy. It sounds like you're going to be, you know, moving into an interview style approach to your podcast. Can you, you know, kind of set us up for how that's going to be? How's that going to look when you start, you know, bringing guests on?
Yeah. So I've been lucky. I through the year, I've been told that I collect people and by just making the right connections. And that's where I'm going to be bringing on guests. So basically people that I've met in the real world and how they've impressed me and how they fit into the category. It's not just that only the people that impress me. It's that they have to kind of talk about some of the woo-woo stuff. We'll have energy testing people and things like that. And then we'll also have people who do a lot of work in charity work. That's, again, one of my non-negotiable parts that I would really love to talk about. Charities, no matter where they are, it doesn't have to be local, doesn't have to be here, and we just want to get to know people to see how they've gotten through their challenges and how you could maybe plant the seeds. Another one of my references that I want to use in my podcast is planting the seeds. You might not think about it today, but at one point you'll be like, oh, I heard that on a podcast, and it might grow for you later.
Yeah. Oh, that's and you've got some really good visuals. I like that. That's powerful. Let's dive into some of the challenges that you've had with your podcast. I know it's kind of early on. You know, I believe you launched just February 11th, I believe was the date that you yeah. put in, which is like yes. a little bit less than a couple of weeks from now. How has that been for you?
It's been a ride. You know, the biggest challenge, so if you ask me about challenges, I'm sort of technologically not connected. And that was holding me up. I had a couple of these episodes recorded earlier, and I was like, all right, they have to be the perfect. And that was one of the things that how I overcame it is don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, which is a famous quote. And that's what I did is I was like, all right, if you listen to my quotes, I even stuck in a couple of ads from friends that who I know own businesses. And I kind of elbowed them. I was like, come on, I'll give you some free advertising. And that's what I did at the beginning. So the transitions to try to teach myself the transitions and overcome my my challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because there are quite a few people that I've talked about, you know, who are embarking on this podcasting journey that, you know, they're not letting the technology stop them. I mean, you know, in Facebook groups, I'm sure you've seen as well, you know, that is a popular topic, you know, where do you begin with all of that? And I applaud you for just diving in and not letting it stop you, you know, and willing to take on the learning of it.
Yeah. You know, so I've learned a lot. There's still a lot more for me to learn. And that's why I wanted to make sure the first few episodes, I didn't want to have as many challenges with a guest yet. And that's why I started out kind of letting everybody know who I am, because how do you want to get a following? You want to give one of the things that I've always been able to do is just be really authentic with people and
yeah.
let people know who I am. And for better or for worse, you know, though I'm a coach I or a speaker, I'm not, you know, perfect. And if you're looking for perfect, that's not me. But I'm going to be real and I'm right there for you.
In terms of successes for your podcast, how's that been? Have you encountered any, you know, like real big successes as a result of releasing the episodes that you've released so far?
I don't know. You know, everybody has a different definition of success. I know right now I've been on 6 continents. You know, so I've got some international feed. I'm in double digits on the amount of countries. I've already have over 300 in the 2 weeks. I have over 300 downloads, and it's success. I really wasn't sure, and those were just episodes about me.
Yeah.
So I really wasn't sure how that was going to resonate with other people, and how they want to get to know. Uncle Dave is kind of who I am, because that's really who I am. You know, mom and dad will always punish you, but you have that aunt or uncle or good friend who goes, all right, you might have messed up, but let's go figure out together what we need. And that was actually one of the challenges. How was I going to get my voice? And I think that once I started putting myself in that Uncle Dave mode, I have the voice.
Do you attribute the, you know, the listenership that you've acquired to something specific, you know, a platform that you were on?
I don't. I think it's from the people I collected so far.
Okay.
You know, and I was like, could you forward it to some other people? And, you know, it's been random. So I have put it on social media. So I have put it onto LinkedIn, my LinkedIn account, my Instagram account. I learned how to do some of that. On LinkedIn was a little bit more challenging. And Facebook. And what was really interesting, I was I'm still working in corporate America, and my boss, one of my bosses, we got on a regular call, and he goes, do I call you Dave or do I call you Uncle Dave? And it took me back, because I hadn't, you know, forwarded to him. I hadn't really sent it to anybody who I thought was in his circle. He might have seen me on Facebook, but without Facebook friends, and, you know, like, I try to keep my business and my personal, but it was really interesting. So I said, call me whatever you want.
What did he end up calling you?
Uncle Dave. He likes teasing me. You know.
I'm curious about, you know, I mean, I know that your podcast is relatively new, but I feel like you've ingested and learned quite a bit in this short period of time. And I'd like to hear, like, one piece of advice that you would give, you know, somebody who is interested in starting a podcast.
Just like Mike says, just do it. You know, it really is going out there and doing it, because, and that's why, so I already have enough guests lined up to get me into double digits on the episodes. And that was a really big thing, because if you look at some of the statistics, usually most people after one episode don't go back for number two. And again, statistically, after double digits, once you start walking into double digits, the drop off still comes. So I was like, all right, I needed to line up my people, and I've been blessed. It's amazing, the opportunity. It's one of those things, I don't know if you believe about the law of attraction. When you put it out in the universe, it really does come back to you in different ways. It might not come back to you in the way, it might not get me riches, but it's going to get me the riches of humanity and feed my soul.
Yeah, agreed. I was just going to say the same thing. You know, you created this show. But in the sharing is where you're really, you know, kind of bringing those riches in, and that sharing about what you're creating, I think, is really where the gifts start to come in. And that's really cool to see it blossoming for you. You know, I have no doubt that as you continue to go on, it's going to continue to grow. I was curious about, you know, you have that you had your trailer for your podcast, and then you decided to release these kind of smaller introductory episodes. Was that something that came to you kind of intuitively, or did you, you know, have a resource that recommended that?
It was intuitive. I did ask people, and some people were like, no, you should just release one every day for like the 8 days. And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to overwhelm people. And in one, you might not get a full story. I'm like, well, it was difficult for me to even figure out which ones I wanted to release in what order. I knew the first episode after the trailer had to be Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat, so people at least understood what that meant. Because when I spoke to some friends about it, some of the women had thought it was really about a violence, or, you know, you being a tough guy. I go, no, it's not a tough guy thing. And that was why I knew that had to be the first episode. And then going after the rest of the episodes, that was where, well, I like this one better. I could play with it. And I wanted to kind of set the tone. And that's why the Key to Ego, I'm not sure which ones you heard of, but that was also a very powerful, because that was who I was until now. I was always Uncle Dave, but I think until the past year, I was more Key to Ego than Uncle Dave. And I now am Uncle Dave for a lot of reasons.
Oh, the transformation.
Yeah.
So before we go into the episode discussion, I want to find out from you, you know, first and foremost, what is it that you want people to get out of your show? Why should they listen?
Yeah, that's a great question. What I'd like everybody to get to know is, one, it's a safe space. That's really what I want to create. And I created a word about the safe space that we all go through in life. And you don't have to go through it as a middle-aged person. The word is Cluberty. I've trademarked it because it's that moment in life when you get the clue. It's sort of like that moment in Star Wars, if you're a Star Wars fan, that Luke first gets to know about the Force, and then he starts to understand it a little bit better. So if you understand what brought you here into whatever life you are experiencing and whatever challenges you are, can you overcome them and how do you overcome them? And then you become your own Jedi and, you know, the sixth version, I guess, of in Star Wars. But for me, that's what I want everybody to know is that I'm going to give you, we're going to bring guests on who are going to give you some seeds, some ideas that you might want to follow up. And at worst, you're just going to have some entertainment because I'm going to say things just differently or they're going to say things differently. And really, I just want maybe, the guest episodes are really going to be about half hour or so. No more than that. Getting to know me, I didn't want to over talk. And I thought 10 minutes was appropriate. You know, even then, I think there was a little struggle at times.
I think, leading towards, a launch. I mean, I guess you've launched officially, you had a trailer and you've got these eight episodes. But leading up to, the expansion of your show into having guests, I thought it was really clever. I thought it was, it operated exactly in the way that you had said, where you wanted to set the tone. You wanted people to get to know you. Really, this is my way of saying I'm going to steal that approach because it was nice to have these like nice digestible like kind of tidbits, where I learned about you. I did settle in, so it was very powerful and very clever, especially for the context of your show as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a conscious decision, and two of my mentors were really not sure to do it. Hey, if I fail, I fail my way, and I was comfortable with it.
Yeah, that's very wise, very wise. Tell us what your hopes are for the future of your podcast. Where do you see it 6 months, a year down the road?
World domination. But if I can get a following, not only of my friends and some other people and the feedback that I've been getting is really like, that's authentic and it's really good information. And that was really just about me. I want to now give them value. I think as a leader that I feel that I am, I want to make sure that there's value, that after you hear an episode like this, my first episode going to drop this week actually is going to be about the vaccine. And I believe science will win. That's one of my passions. And we're going to talk about my friend, Dr. Canterbury, who is in North Carolina, and he's helping out his community. He's one of the African-American leaders in his community. And we're going to talk about the Canterbury Tales, about not only about the vaccine, but what he does. And note for people who are struggling with excessive medical costs on medicine, there's people out there who are able to help you manage it with your doctor in a professional way.
That sounds like it's going to be a great episode.
I hope so. As I've been listening to it again, I get you get excited sometimes after listening to an episode, and that's when I know I really enjoy it. When I can't wait to the feedback that I'll get from some people. Because there really is value. And that's what I want to do is find people who are like value. You can find anybody to get on a podcast. Once you say who's looking for guests, I'm sure everybody wants to be on a podcast. But I want to add value to what we're doing and kind of stay out of everybody's way in doing so.
That is a valuable approach to it because, you do want to give... You want to give your listeners a takeaway. And I think for your show in particular, it's impactful, and it's empowering as well. So, it sounds like you have a really good handle on that. So I respect your approach and I as a template, I look up to it as well.
Thank you.
Let's get into the episode discussion for you. I actually listened to a couple of episodes. I listened to Phoenix Rise and the Kluberty episode. Because I had to find out Kluberty.
Oh, like Kluberty.
Yeah, no, and I love that. I applaud you for trademarking that phrase. I can't remember. Did you talk about the origins of where that came from, where Kluberty comes from? I think you did, but refresh my memory.
It might have just been a little bit. So about a year and a half ago, I'd gone through some personal challenges and I was like, how the hell did I get here? And that's sort of when I started reevaluating myself. Because I knew the resources. I was a coach for a couple of years and I know resources how to take care of myself. I wasn't taking care of myself. And so how did I get here? And that's when I started looking at it. As I started getting back into my writing and doing a lot of writing, I was like, this is like puberty, man. It's not fun, you know? But I needed to go through what I needed to go through. And because of that, I was like, what word would I want to use as I'm writing? And I was like, I don't know, it's like a, getting your clue. It was that Luke reference that I have. And I go, it's Cluberty. And then I looked it up and I Googled it and I said, I didn't see it anywhere. I go, did I just create like a word? I'm like, that's crazy. And because I have an IP background, in November, I filed the trademark application. I had been talking about it. And I was like, one night, I was like, I get into these moods. I'm like, I have to do it. And I filed it. I think it was like Thanksgiving weekend or something. And, you know, we're working through the registration process, and it'll be out there. And the more so now I've created a program among the programs that on my coaching side that Cluberty is, you know, we look at your life a little bit, and that's what I did for myself.
Yeah, that's I love the word. I love the mashup of those two things. You know, getting a clue and going through puberty. It's really visually powerful.
Yeah, no, and that's what I said. Everybody has experienced it, and if you haven't, then you're probably out of the range of listening to my podcast. But you know, if you've gone through it even a little bit, you're like, okay, I get it, and it really is just having a clue. And I'm hoping that more and more people get Cluberty earlier in life than later in life, because why go through it when I had to go through it at 50 versus, you know, be easier to fix our challenges or the things that we hold on to for no reason or carry weight that we don't need to carry.
Mm, that's powerful. Yeah. I mean, you know, Phoenix Rise kind of touched on that as well. You know, the ideas of transformation, you know, of lessons learned from life experiences and possibilities that were being created. At least that's what I was getting from that episode.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, really, I've been a Phoenix since 2006 when I first heard the Maya Angelou poem, Still I Rise, which does not reference the Phoenix. I you know, somebody once confronted me, do you know that you're lying? It doesn't mention the Phoenix. And I said, no, I never said it did. I just says, Still I Rise. And the image that I had in my head is of the Phoenix rising out of the ashes because of the life circumstances I was living at that time. And yeah, so the Phoenix rise is very powerful, because if we all rise, we all go through something in life that we need to get past, but we don't think when we're going through it that we will get past it. And it's rising from the ashes. It's one of the many metaphors that is used a lot, but when you live it, it really empowers you.
You had mentioned, you know, it's not about being perfect, you know, it's about being the best person possible. And that really hit home.
That I just had a conversation with my friend Tom Marco, who was talking about perfection. And I said, there is no perfection. You know, if you think about, again, not trying to always do the sports metaphors, but a perfect game in baseball doesn't matter. When Nolan Ryan threw a perfect game, the next game he then pitched, he went back to zero. Perfection is a moment in time. We could all strive to be perfect that day for that moment. That's great. But we also generally, most of us feel that if we don't fit that perfection, it's a failure, but it's not. Right? How many? So if you won the lotto, this is exactly the reference I used earlier with my friend Tom. If you won the lotto 99% of the time, are you going to be upset that you didn't win it perfect? You weren't perfect, right? So the truth of the matter is perfection is something that we can work towards, and we can try to be as perfect as possible. But if you're not to beat yourself up, I think you had mentioned that, is not to go, oh, I did something wrong. And that's why on the podcast, I try to even leave my ums and ahs, because that's who I am. You know, if you meet me, that's who I am. That's who's you're gonna get to talk to. It's not gonna be, I'm not perfect. I have scars. I've never been a perfect person, but I've been a good person.
You know, I appreciate that you brought up the ums and ahs in these recording sessions. In the interview that I had just right before yours today, I was interviewing an actor, and we were talking about the ums and ahs in the recording sessions, and he was talking about leaving them in on occasion, you know, because it adds this this element of rawness, this element of, mm-hmm. of reality, you know, I mean, this is how we speak. And he, you know, he said, we're not robots, you know, and it was just so cool to hear that from, you know, this actor, right? Who is, you know, he's works for a living in film and TV. And, you know, there's this kind of air of perfection, right? But for him on his show, he's like, yeah, I like to leave that in because it has some power with it, you know, in the conversation. And that was really cool.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what you just said. But he's an actor, and in this, and where I'm going with that is, yeah, if you're acting, you want to get that character that it's a real life. It's not ums and ahs. To me, that's more authentic. I'd rather somebody go the you know, like if you're thinking about it or things like that, the transition words. I'd rather hear that than, you know, be perfect and it sounds like a robot.
Well, Dave, or Uncle Dave, please tell us where people can find out more about you and your show.
Well, the show is on a lot of the hosting sites. So it's on Apple, Google, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Spotify. I'm probably missing a few other places. You can check me out on Facebook, Instagram, Clubhouse. Hit me up on Clubhouse. And it's all under Dave Chemetsky, David Chemetsky. And you can also go to davidchemetsky.com. And I'll spell that for you. Chametzky. And that's sort of what I am on social media, you know, LinkedIn. So I have both a professional and the personal account. So hit me up. I'd love to talk to people. And I also would ask anybody who wants to be on the show, let's talk and see if you fit in the categories. That's going to be it's going to be spiritual or charity work. If you're doing charity work, I definitely want you to hit me up. Even if you're not on the podcast, let's figure out how we can add you to the Goons for Good and see how we can help the mentions of charity work.
Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate you spending all this time and, you know, just having a conversation with me about, you know, your podcast and just about your life experience that informs, you know, what it is that you're up to. I'd love to keep in touch with you, maybe catch up down the road, you know, to see how things are going with you and your show. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I really enjoyed it. And as one of the other episodes I had is the R. So I would really like you to do that. And I'm always looking to re-engage with people.
Dave, thanks again. Best of luck to you and your show.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Thanks for the opportunity.
And thanks again to Dave. Check the show notes for links to learn more about Dave and his show, Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat. Please share what you got out of my conversation with Dave by leaving a review on podchaser.com. You can find out how to do this in the show notes, and feel free to make suggestions for what I can do to make this show even better for you. And make sure you follow Podcast Tactics to learn even more about podcasting and future episodes. Thank you.